Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we are talking about Senator John McCain and how he'll be remembered this week. And there was another shooting in Florida. Plus, a surgeon shortage, the weekend box office, and the pumpkin spice latte returns. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, August 27th. You ready? Let's do this. Plans are coming together for several services and events this week to honor Senator John McCain in both his hometown of Arizona and Washington, D.C. McCain died on Saturday at the age of 81. He was diagnosed with brain cancer late last year. CNN reports he'll lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol on Wednesday, the same day he would have turned 82. Then he'll become just the 32nd person to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol on Friday. Lying in state means the casket will be on display at the Capitol so the public can come and offer final respects. It's an honor only for government and military officials. There will also be a national memorial service next weekend, and he'll be buried at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. McCain spent more than 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam and more than 3 decades in the U.S. Senate. He was the Republican presidential nominee in 2008. McCain was known as a war hero and had a reputation as a maverick, someone who was willing to reach across the aisle and work with Democrats. Time reports he wanted to be remembered as a man who served his country and is proud of his family. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama have been asked to speak at his funeral, but The Washington Post reports President Trump is not invited. The two have not gotten along for a while now. Trump tweeted condolences to McCain's family, but critics point out he didn't say anything nice about McCain himself. The Post says Trump even told his aides not to send out an official White House statement that praised McCain. Outside of the White House, though, flags were lowered to half-staff to honor McCain. Axios reports the Arizona governor will choose someone to fill McCain's Senate seat until a special election in 2020. On the list of people to potentially fill that seat is Cindy McCain, John McCain's wife. Unfortunately, there's another mass shooting to tell you about. It happened yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, during a video game tournament at a bar in a popular shopping and dining area downtown. As of early this morning, CBS News says 3 people died, including the gunman. 11 others were hurt. Reports say the gunman was 24 years old and from Baltimore. At this point, police have not said a possible motive for this shooting. Expect updates today. Well, there's some good news about Hurricane Lane. It got weaker over the weekend. Lane was downgraded from a strong hurricane to a tropical storm and moved away from Hawaii. Also, the AP says no reports of anyone who died in the storm. But USA Today says firefighters did have to rescue a few dozen people from floodwaters on the Big Island of Hawaii. And it's still raining, so the danger is not quite over. There are still threats like flooding, strong winds, and landslides. Already, Lane is in third place at this point for the most rain from a storm in the U.S. since 1950. Remember, Hawaii's Big Island is the same place where lava from the Kilauea volcano destroyed hundreds of homes earlier this year. But get this, one expert told the AP there is a silver lining. That lava rock might have helped absorb some of the rainwater better than soil. So we've talked about the shortage of pilots on this show before. Now a U.S. study found the shortage of surgeons will likely get worse. The study is from Ohio State University College of Medicine. Reuters says researchers predict the general surgeon shortages will be even more of a concern by the year 2050. Even though the number of residents going through the training is going up, it's apparently not enough to keep up with the population. And rural areas will likely be affected the most. Experts say we need to be looking at possible solutions now. Some suggest more incentives for graduates to work in remote areas of the country. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. Electric car company Tesla will stay put as a public company. CEO Elon Musk made the announcement saying he is scrapping his idea to go private. The Wall Street Journal reports he now says becoming a private company would be more complicated and time-consuming than he first thought. Remember, that idea was first brought up in one of his tweets earlier this month. He claimed to have funding secured. Well, the funding wasn't as secured as his tweet may have implied. And so now the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, is investigating, asking whether Musk misled investors and broke the law with his tweet. Stay tuned. It originally cost $18,000, and it just sold for nearly $50 million. Mashable reports a 1960s race car, a Ferrari, shattered the record for the highest auction price ever for a car. Tens of thousands of people are getting together today for the Burning Man Festival. It's a 7-day event in Nevada's Black Rock Desert, about 2 hours north of Reno. It's meant to be a celebration of art and community. But this year got off to a rocky start because of the weather. The Reno Gazette Journal reports whiteout dust conditions forced organizers to close the gates for a while last night until the winds calmed down. So now officials are saying wait times could be up to 10 hours to get in. The romantic comedy Crazy Rich Asians stayed number one at the box office, at least in North America. And Market Watch says the second weekend brought in almost as much as the first, with $25 million. But overseas, Variety reports, it was a different weekend winner. Ant-Man and the Wasp opened in China and won the worldwide box office. Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte is back, starting tomorrow. And it's the earliest launch date ever. It usually doesn't launch until September. Business Insider says it's probably because Starbucks has had a rough year and is looking for a win. A Starbucks rep, though, says it's just about giving latte fans their fall fix a little early. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks to each of you who has taken the time to share the newsworthy with friends and family or for leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. The most recent review called the newsworthy quote, "the only way to listen to news." Thank you. I so appreciate the kind words. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, I try to make it easy for you. Just check out today's show notes at thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.